Okay, let's, Bez Hashem v'li neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim, daf, Yud Aleph, a very, very interesting daf about when the Chachamim do make Gzeros and when the Chachamim do not make Gzeros. Very interesting. We are two lines from the bottom on Yud Amud Beis. And in order to just know the Gemara, you got to remember what it said in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it said that Rabbi Yehuda said, you do not check after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. And the Gemara just finished saying, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you don't check Erev Pesach after Chatzos is because you're not allowed to eat it, so we don't want you to check it then, because we're afraid if you're going to check it, you're going to come to eat it. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir, the Chachamim seem to say no. You are allowed to check even afterwards. Right? Chachamim Omer in the Mishnah. Lo badak besoch ha-moed yivdok la'achar ha-moed. So you're even allowed to check in the time. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to check after Chatzos because we're afraid you're going to eat it. Rav Meir is not worried you're going to eat it. Says the Gemara. Does Rabbi Yehuda really concerned all over Shas that you're not allowed to deal with Isser because we're afraid you're going to come to eat it? V'hatanan, Mishakara v'omer, Yotzin u'motzin, Shuki Yushlaim, Shem Mleim, Kamach v'kali, Shelo, Birtzon Chachamim. Once they cut the carbon omer, they would walk right into Jerusalem and see that all the markets were already filled with the new grain from beforehand. Rav Meir said that's a bad thing. We don't want the people playing around with chadash before it's mutter. And you see from the fact that the stores were filled with it before the omer was cut, people had it already in the stores. So Rav Meir says that's not good. Rabbi Yehuda omer baratzon chacham ayosin. Rabbi Yehuda velo kagaza. Rabbi Yehuda dilmas alechem yidei. So we see the opposite when it comes to chadash. By Chametz, Rabbi Yehuda is worried, Rabbi Meir is not worried. By Chadash, Rabbi Meir is worried, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried. What's going on? Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, I'm sorry, Amar Rava, Shani Chadash. Chadash is different. First, the Gemara only answers the Rabbi Yehuda question. We'll come to the Rabbi Meir question later. Shani Chadash, Chadash is different. Mitoch Shelo Yitartelo El Ayidei Kituf Hu Zachor. So Rava says, they only permitted people to cut from the new crop, from the new Omer crop, with a shinui, using their hands. So since they did it by hand and not with a kli, people were going to remember not to eat it. But by Chametz, he's worried. Amalei Abaye, Teinach B'Shas Ketifa, Tchinavar Kodam Eikel Meima. That works for the time of the harvest. What about when you're grinding it or when you're sifting it? What are you going to say? Halakasha. Tchina b'rechaya diyad. He says, yeah, you're right. Even when you grind it, you have to grind it with a hand grinder, different than usual. Harkad al gabin apan. You have to sift it on the, turning the sifter inside out. So you had to make a shinui there also to remind you not to eat it when you dealt with the chadash prior to the bringing of the carbon. But the Abaye doesn't let up on Rava. Elahadis now, what about the following? A Mishnah in Menachos. Kotzrin Beis Hashlachin V'Sheba Amakim Avalo Gochin V'Ukimna K'Rabbi Yehuda Michael Amemar. How come when it comes to harvesting wheat from an irrigated field and and wheat that grows in the valley, so that it sounds like you were allowed to do a normal harvest with a normal sickle because that wheat was not able to be used as the carbon omer. It wasn't mina muvchar. It wasn't the best type of wheat, so they allowed you couldn't use it for the carbon omer, but it's still usher, and yet they allowed you to harvest normally. Says the Gemara, you're right. So there, because of this question, Abaye rejects Rava's answer. And Abaye gives a different answer. He doesn't like the shinui answer. He gives a different answer. El amr Abaye chadash badil minei chametz lo badil minei. Simple difference. When it comes to chadash, people knew that this wheat was treif all year long until they brought the new crop. So everybody would stay away from it. So we're not worried if you bring it into the store before the harvesting of the omer. We're not worried people are going to come to eat it. Chametz, this bagel, when you're checking for bagels, just yesterday you ate the bagel. Today you're going to find the bagel, so that's going to be a problem. We're afraid you're going to eat it. Lo badomine. People haven't separated from it. Now, Amar Rava, so Abaye got angry at Rava's answer. Rava says, oh, you think your answer is any better? So Amar Rava, so Rava attacks Abaye. D'Rabbi Yehuda, D'Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, D'Rabbana, D'Rabbana, Lo Kasha. Very nice. Your answer is a good answer for the steer and Rabbi Yehuda. But Rav Meir says the other way around. Rav Meir by Pesach is not worried, and by Chodesh he is worried. So what are you going to answer for him? Amar Rav, D'Rabbana, Kasha, D'Rabbana, D'Rabbana, Lo Kasha. Says the Gemara. D'Rabbi Yehuda, D'Rabbana, Lo Kasha, Kiddushanina. No, that we gave the answer already. D'Rabbana, D'Rabbana, Nami, Lo Kasha. And there's no question to Rav Meir. Who atzmo mechazer olav l'sor for omechal ka'achal minei? So Gemara says as far like this. The whole point of bedikas chametz is to get rid of it. You're searching it to find it, to burn it, to get rid of it. So what are you worried? That the guy's going to find it, he's going to eat it? You're not going to eat it. The whole reason that you're looking for it is to get rid of it. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara just says l'sor for to burn it. Even though the chachamim hold that you don't have to burn it. Sounds like from here, it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. That's what it sounds like. That's what the achronim say over here. The tzlach says, you see from here, even if you hold that you're like chachamim, that you don't have to burn the chametz, it's still a mitzvah min amuvchar to burn the chametz. It's against the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that you should dafka not burn the chametz. I don't know why. I didn't get a chance to look it up. But apparently it's Magen Avraham like that. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi gives a different answer to answer the stira in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. It's like a third answer. Right, one answer we gave is that they do it with a shinui. The second answer we gave is that people separate themselves from the Chadash. The third answer is Rav Ashi Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, do it like Kasha, Kemach v'koli tanan. The Mishnah and Menachos over there said, what would they permit? Burnt flour. The burnt flour was not edible. Now, our gear says, Kemach vikkali. The Rishonim point out that that's very difficult because kali, burnt wheat. You ever hear of sugar smacks? When we were growing up, everybody ate burnt wheat. Everybody ate sugar smacks or shalva in Israel. Can't stand that stuff. But anyway, what that stuff is roasted kernels of wheat. So why is kali not edible? So that's why Rashi, some have the girsa kemach kali, that that in the store they only had flour, which wasn't edible, so you're not worried somebody's going to come to eat it. The Gemara doesn't like this answer at all. The Gemara comes right in and says, Hada Rav Ashi bedusahi. This answer of Rav Ashi is false. It's not true. Tenach mi kali ve'elach. That makes sense from the time it's burnt and onwards. Meikar ad kali ma'ikal amemer. What about when you plucked it? V'chitema ayde kituf kidurava. Maybe you'll tell me that the answer is that they made you harvest it by hand. Ela beis hashlachin v'sheba makam v'kimna k'rabbi Yehuda ma'ikal amemer. But we pointed out before that some way they allowed you to do it. El de Ravashi bedusi. So it must be Ravashi's answer is incorrect. Fine. Now the Gemara continues to ask against Rabbi Yehuda. By chametz. Again, Rabbi Yehuda and chametz says, we are worried. He doesn't let you check for chametz after the Zman HaIsur. We're afraid you're going to eat it. Asks the Gemara, v'chalhecha delo badol minei. By any situation where we're worried that you were not separated from it, mi gaza Rabbi Yehuda? Did Rabbi Yehuda really make a gzera? We're afraid you're going to come to eat it? V'hatana, what about the Mishnah and Shabbos that we say every Friday night? Lo yikov adam shvafer shel beitzav yimalen Hashem v'yitnenem b'tzad aner b'shvil shatemen atefes v'afilu hi shel cheres v'rabbi Yehuda matir. So chachamim say you're not allowed to take an eggshell, punch a hole in it, fill it with oil, and set it up right next to the candle oil so that the oil is dripping in there. Why can't you do that according to chachamim? Because we're afraid you'll take from that oil on Shabbos. And what's going to be the problem if you take from that oil on Shabbos? So, machlokas Rishonim. So, There is a halacha. There's a Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Chaf Beis that says if a person pours oil into a candle on Shabbos, that's the av malacha of mavir, lighting a fire. And if you remove oil from it, it's mechabe. Rashi, Masechta Shabbos, Chaf Tesam Beis, says even taking oil out of the eggshell is also mechabe. Why? Because once you made this eggshell part of your contraption, it's considered designated for the candle, and therefore you're extinguishing it. Now, as the Machlokas we've shown him, why is taking oil out of a candle extinguishing? Tosis and Beitza says that when you take oil out of a candle, it weakens the flame. Now, I don't know about the chemistry of that. You know, you got to ask. I don't know what that means, but that's what Tosis says. Now, if that's true, clearly when you take it out of the egg, you're not weakening the flame. So Tosis adds over there that you can't say that it's because you make it go out faster. That's what I would have said, right? The reason why if you take oil out of it, you're making it go out, you're making it extinguish faster. You can't say because that's just grumma. However, the rush over there in Shabbos or in Beitza, one of the two, the rush proves from this case of the eggshell that Tosis is wrong. You can't say it's because it's weakening the flame, because then why would it be a problem in the eggshell? There you're clearly not weakening the flame. So it must be because you're causing it to go out sooner, even though it's only grumma. Nevertheless, grumma is only permissible with something external to the candle. But here it's within the system of the candle itself, so even grumma is also. And the Pnei Yeshua writes that according to this, we understand why Rashi had to add on that since you've designated for the candle, that's why it's mechabe. Because since you made it part of the system, it's not considered to be a grumma. However, the Rambam writes that the isser of taking the oil out of the eggshell is not because of extinguishing. Because what are you extinguishing? It's not even connected. So what's the problem according to the Rambam? It's muktza. It's muktza. It was designated for the candle. So we have three reasons. So whenever you read this Mishnah Friday night, I always lamented for like 30 years. I'm reading the Mishnah Friday night. I'm zipping through the Bava Metli, but I have no idea what those halachas are. Then I learned Daf Yomi Shabbos. I knew it a little bit. So now we got to remember a little bit more. Ready? We're all going to look at each other in shul when we say this Mishnah Friday night. Lo yikov adam shvoferes shal beitzav yimalena shemen v'itnena al pianer. You're not allowed to do it. And Rabbi Yehuda says you are allowed to do it. So why do Chacham say no? One of three reasons. Either it's mechabek because it's gram kibui, you can really only say two reasons. Either because once it's part of the system, it's gram kibui, or because of mukta. It's either mechabek or because it's mukta. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda matir. So you now again. Hold on a second. So we're afraid you're going to take oil out of it because you're going to eat it. And then you're going to violate mechabe. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried. So how come by chametz Rabbi Yehuda is worried you're going to come to eat it, but by the oil, by the candle, in the eggshell, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried you're going to come to eat it? Hasa mishum churma de Shabbos mivdo b'dile. He says no. Even chametz erev Pesach achach chatzos is only lashes. But if you violate Shabbos, so the Isser Shabbos is a very serious Isser. By the way, this would seem to be a raya that it's mamish and Isser Doraisa. It's not just an Isser Mukta. If it's an Isser Mukta, why are people going to be so excited about it? It's only an Isser Darabana. But anyway, in general, Shabbos is very serious to people, as opposed to chametz on Pesach. All right, but it's chametz erev Pesach. So it's not so serious, says the Gemara. The Rami de Shabbos a Shabbos. Now we have a contradiction from Shabbos on Shabbos. The Sanya, remember we learned this. Not only Masechta Shabbos, I'm pretty sure we learned this in the end of Erevin as well. We just had it at the end of Erevin. The Rami de Shabbos a Shabbos, the Sanya. Now we have a contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda's words, because Rabbi Yehuda permits the taking oil from the eggshell. He's not worried you're going to come to eat the oil in the eggshell. Yet, he forbids something by the rope. Rami de Shabbos a Shabbos. The sign, Chevel deli shenifsak. if the rope of your bucket in your well breaks. Lo yehi kosher ela onvo. You're not allowed to tie it. You have to make a bow, not a knot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you're not even allowed to make a bow because we're afraid. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm afraid if I let you make a bow, you're going to come to make a knot. Korechal of Punda Opaskia. You could just wind a belt around the Velach Lo Yanveno, but you're not allowed to tie a bow. Why? Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm worried if I let you make a bow, you're going to come to make a knot. So ask the Gemara, how come when it comes to the oil in the eggshell, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not going to allow you to take from the oil because I'm not allowing you to set up this whole system with the eggshell because I'm afraid you're going to come to eat from the oil in the eggshell. So you can't set up the whole... I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. There, Rabbi Yehuda says he's okay. He's not worried you're going to come to eat the oil. You're allowed to set up this whole system. He's not worried maybe you're going to come to eat it. So how come over here he says you're not allowed to make a bow because we're afraid you're going to come to make a knot? And for the Gemara... Well, first, frek the Gemara. Kasha de Rabbi Yehuda, de Rabbi Yehuda. Kasha de Rabbanon, de Rabbanon. So it's a question both on Rabbi Yehuda and on Rabbi Meir. Drabbanon, adrabbanon, loy kasha. Shemen b'shemen michlif. Aniva b'kshira lo michlif. No. The Chachamim say you're not allowed to sell the system because we're afraid you're going to take the oil because this is the same oil that you ate yesterday. It's the same oil. But making a bow to making a knot, people know the difference between a bow and a knot. So the Chachamim say making a bow is okay. Making a knot is not okay. What about the Rabbi Yehuda? Loy kasha. Time of Rabbi Yehuda lav mishum degadar aniva atuk shira. Says the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Yehuda forbids making a bow is not because he's worried you're going to come make a knot. No, he holds making a bow itself is an issa doraisa. That's Rabbi Yehuda's famous sheet that even a bow is an issa doraisa. Lav mishum degadar aniva atuk shira, elam shum dekasavar aniva gufak shira hi. No, he holds that aniva itself is asim bidoraisa. And we're not done yet. Verami rabbanon adarabbanon. And now we ask a stira within the opinion of Rav Meir, Disnan. We learned in a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, Koshrin Deli Bepiskia, Avalo Bechevel, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So you see the Chachamim say, you're not allowed to tie a knot. Here they say you're not allowed to tie a knot. The Chachamim say you're only allowed to wind it around you're only allowed to tie it with your belt, because your belt, you're not going to leave there. You need your belt to hold up your pants. So you're not going to, it's just going to be a temporary thing. So the Chacham say you're allowed to use a belt. Avalo b'chevel. But you're not allowed to use a rope. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to use a rope. Says going now, what kind of rope are we talking about? Chevel d'mai. Ilei mechevel d'am. We're talking about a regular rope. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Kesh shel kayama. How in the world could Rabbi Yehuda permit a regular knot? You're going to leave it there forever. You're going to leave it there forever. Elabshita de garde. We're talking about a rope of the weavers, which you need for weaving. So you're not. It's just going to be temporary. So v'gazru rabbanon chevel de garde ato chevel de alma. The chachamim say you're not even use the weaver's rope because we're afraid you're going to come to use a regular rope. So how come over here Rab Meir is worried, and by the oil Rab Meir and by again, how come over here? Chevel de garde. The gazu rabbanon chevel de garde atu chevel de amon. The chachamim over here, Rab Meir, he is worried about the rope. And yet, the chachamim forbid you to make a bow because they're afraid you're going to make a knot. So how come when it comes to a rope, the chachamim, how come when it comes to a rope, the Chachamim forbid. And yet when it comes to a knot, a bow, the Chachamim permit a bow. Answer the Gemara in. Chevel b'chevel michlif. A rope with a rope, people get confused. Aniva b'kshira lo michlif. But a bow with a knot, people are not going to get confused. Now we're going back to the answer we gave before about Chadash. We said before that Rabbi Yehuda is not gozer on Chadash because people have been careful to not eat it for the whole year. Badil Mine. It's asking about V'chal Hecha de Badil Mine lo Gazer Rabbi Yehuda. Anytime people had already separated themselves from it, Rabbi Yehuda does not make Gzeira. V'hatanan. But we learned in a Mishnah in Bechairus. Bechor Sha'achazo Dam. Let's say you have an animal, your Bechor has high blood pressure. Afil humeis, even if he's about to die, ain makiz in lodam, you're not allowed to bloodlet from it, even in a place that does not make a mum, because we're afraid you're going to bloodlet in a place that makes a mum. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, he is afraid, even though you're going to stay away from this animal. The Chacham say, no, you can bloodlet, just make sure you do it in a place that it's not a mum. Answer the Gemara, you know where Rabbi Yehuda's guys are over there, even though you've already separated yourself from it. Because you're so concerned about losing the $10,000 that your animals were, if we allow you to make a wound in a place that it's kosher, we're afraid you're going to be so nervous, you're going to do it in a place. So why aren't the Rabbanon worried about that? No, Adarabba, just the opposite. The Chacham say, if you don't let the guy bloodlet at all, he's just going to violate the din. He's so bol amamono, he's not going to listen to you at all. Ask the Gemara, mi amrinan le Rabbi Yehuda adam bol amamono. And where do you see the Rabbi Yehuda holds of this svara of adam bol amamono? V'hatanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein mekadrin habehema biyantif mipnei shuosa chabura. You're not allowed to comb the dirt off of your animal on yantif because the combing can let out some blood. Avol mekartzevin, but you are allowed to use a soft brush. V'chacham Omer ein mekadrin af ein mekartzevin. You're not even allowed to use a soft brush. That's Rabbi Meir. The Tanya we learned in a brisa zeu kidev zeu kirtzuf. What's combing and what's brushing? Kidev k'tanim. Combing is sharp. Small, sharp teeth. V'osin chabur, it's going to make a wound. Kartzuf, but brushing, v'gdolim, it's thicker bristles. V'ein osin chabur, it's not going to draw blood. So how come again, why don't we say, kontra Rabbi Yehuda, adam bahal amamona, how come Rabbi Yehuda permits brushing, and Rabbi Meir doesn't permit brushing? Answer the Gemara, hasam, di shavak le mayas amrin adam bahal amamona. By the case of Bechor, If you don't bloodlet it, it's going to die. So we're afraid you're going to get sehitzed and do it in the wrong way. Hacha yishavikle tzara ba'amu. Here, if you leave the dirt on the animal, it's not going to die. It's just going to be a pain for the animal. Lo armin adam bal amamono. So you're not going to get so nervous. So you'll know the difference between combing and brushing. And one last kasha. For Rabbi Yehuda, maishna l'gabe chometz de gazar. U'maishna l'gabe kirtzuf de lo gazar. How come Rabbi Yehuda permits brushing, but yet by chametz, after the Zman Esrei, he forbids it? Answers the Gemara, lechem belechem michlif. The bagel that I find, Erev Yontif, after Chatzos, I just ate that bagel yesterday, so people are going to think, confuse it, you're going to come to eat it. Kidur bekirtzif lo michlif. But to permit brushing, we're not worried. People don't confuse brushing with combing. It's two different things. Soft bristles, hard bristles, it's two completely different actions. So we're not worried that people are going to get confused. Let's continue. Says the new Mishnah. Rab Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh. Rab Meir says you're allowed to eat chametz up until 11 a.m. Erev Pesach through the fifth hour. V'sor from Tchilas Sheish. You burn the chametz beginning of the sixth hour, 11:05. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba. Rabbi Yehuda says we make an extra hour of decree. You have to stop eating chametz by 10 a.m., 4 hours in. V'tolin Kol Chamesh. From 10 to 11, it's Asr ba'achila, but it's Mutter ba'hana, you don't have to burn it yet. V'sarfin b'tchilas sheish. And you burn it, again, you see this language of burning, even though this is Rabbi Yehuda. V'sarfin b'tchilas sheish. So, the beginning of the sixth hour. So the Baal Amor is medayik from the language of the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that ein b'yuchametz el asreifa. However, the Ravid writes, no, Rav Meir writes, v'sarfin, because even Chachamim will hold that hashpasas b'chol davar, you don't have to burn it, but they agree that it's a mitzvah l'chadchila to burn the chametz. That's the way we hold. This year, we're not going to burn the chametz. This year, Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, we're going to flush it down the toilet. Magen Avraham disagrees, yeah. Okay. Now, what's the difference? Okay, Sarat HaShesh, good. Apparently, the Yerushalmi holds that the whole Isser of Chametz Erev Pesach is only Midrabanan, and the Isser of the Raisa only holds, only comes at night. Fine. Odam Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Chalos Shel Toda Psulos Munachos Al Gaba Itztava. They used to take two pasul chalas of the carbon toda, and they would place two of them on this table in the Har HaBayis, which was, everyone in Yerushalayim could see it. Kolzman Shemunachos Kalam Ochlin. While there were two loaves out there, they knew it was still before 10, everybody could eat chametz. Nitla Achas, at 10 o'clock, they would take one of them, Tolan, they would know the fifth hour would start. So then you couldn't eat chametz, but you didn't have to burn it yet. Loy Ochlin Velo Sarfin. Nitlu Shtein, when they took the two, this is the symbol. When they took the second loaf away, Hischilu Kalam Sarfin, that's when people began to burn. We'll see in the Gemara why they did this shtick. Ram Gamliel Omer, Chulin Necholin Kol Arba. Ram Gamliel says, Chulin of Chametz can be eaten up until 10 o'clock. Utruma Kol Chamesh. Truma, that's Chametz, they gave an extra hour to eat it because you couldn't get rid of it so easily. So they allowed you an extra hour to eat the Truma. Because you're not allowed to destroy Truma. Vesarfim Etchilas Shesh. And the Truma, they would also burn like all the other chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Because it's also to be mafsir truma biyadayim, calls man that you're allowed to eat it. So therefore they didn't make the 2 hour gzeir for truma, they only made a 1 hour gzeir. Says the Gemara, what are they arguing about over here? Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Eid Echad Omer Bishnayim Achodesh, one witness says Reuven killed Shimon on the second day of the month. Ve'echad omer b'shlosha, and one said Reuven killed Shimon on the third day of the month. Eidusan kayames. Sheze yodea b'birush ha'chodesh, v'ze eni yodea b'birush ha'chodesh. So the testimony stands, because one guy thought that the last month was 29 days, and one guy thought it was 30 days. That's why they got confused. Echad omer b'shlosha, ve'echad omer b'chamisha, eidusan b'teilo. But if one guy said it was the third of the month, and one guy said it was the fifth, then we throw out the eidus. Because they're lying. Echad omer b'shtei sha'os, ve'echad omer b'shelosh sha'os. If one guy says he killed him at, 2 hours into the day, 7 a.m., and one guy says 8 a.m., eidusan kayemes, it's not considered hachasha. Echad omer b'shelosh, ve'echad omer b'chamesh. If one guy says he killed him at 9 a.m., and one guy says at 11 a.m., eidusan b'teila, divi Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eidusan Kayemes. Even in that case, the Eidus still is good. It's still good. The Gemara is going to explain in a minute what they're arguing about. Echad Omer B'chamesh, Echad Omer B'sheva. But if one guy says it was 11 a.m., one guy said it was 1 p.m., Eidusan B'teilah. Shebachamesh Chama B'mizrach, U'B'sheva Chama B'marav. Because at 11, the sun is on one half of the sky, and at 7 already started to set. It's on the other. At 1 p.m., it's already, so people aren't going to get that confused. Amar Rabbi, Kishatimtze lomer l'divi Rab Meir ein adam toa v'lo klum. According to Rab Meir, people don't even make a mistake by an hour. L'divi Rab Yehuda adam toa b'chatzi sha. According to Rab Yehuda, a person could make a half-hour mistake. L'divi Rab Meir ein adam toa v'lo klum. Mai sekiavi b'mibek taite mile plus. The thing probably happened, the murder happened, at the end of the second hour, the beginning of the third hour. V'adukam ha'shtayim. The guy who said 2 meant the end of the second hour. And the guy who said 3 meant the beginning of the third hour. So 8 a.m. is the end of the second hour, the beginning of the third hour. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda adam toa chatzi sha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake by a half hour. So the thing happened at 9:30, halfway through the fourth hour. So the one who said 3, sov shalosh. So 9:30 is right at the end of the third hour. V'katoi palga d'shaita l'kameh. He made a mistake, 9 to 9:30. The one who said 5, tchilas chamesh. That's at 10 o'clock, which is the beginning of the fifth hour. V'katoi palga d'shaita l'achoreis. Instead of 9:30, he said 10. 10 is the beginning of the fifth hour. That's how 5 and 3 could be off by a half hour. Really, it was in the middle of the fourth. And one guy said the end of the third, one guy said the beginning of the fifth. They made a mistake by a half hour. That's one version. Ikada Amre, some have it slightly differently. Abaya Omar Kishatim say Lomar, Ledivir Rab Meir, Odom Torah, Mashahu. Person makes a mistake by a little bit. Ledivir Rab Yehuda, Odom Torah, Shah Umashu. According to Rab Yehuda, people make a mistake by an hour and a little bit. Ledivir Rab Meir, Odom Torah, Mashu. Maisa Kiyavi, Obisov Shtam, Avi, Obitchil al Shalosh. The thing either happened at 7:55 or at 8:05. One of them made a mistake by a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Torah Show Mashu. A person makes a mistake by an hour and a little bit. The thing happened either at 8:55 or at 10:05. And one of them made a mistake by an hour and a little bit. Okay, even though this is a little bit in the middle of an Indian, we will stop over here. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful day.